not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the halls of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore the senses become inert. Srila Rupa Goswami has written in Vidagdha Madhava. So we're going to do our concluding ceremony. Another kirtan, no. Will be another kirtan. But we, following the blueprint of Satyanandan Swami, part of the what you take home with you is your sankalpa. Like the way I was first introduced to this word was Prabhupada describing the function of the mind. It's accepting and rejecting. Sankalpa, vikalpa. He described that the nature of the mind in material affairs is we make some plan for happiness, and as we're in the process of making some plan for happiness, there's another part of the mind that says, no, that's not so good, you should do it a little differently, adjust it. Then that becomes the plan for happiness, and you build on that plan for happiness, and then vikalpa, no, not quite like that, it should be more like this. And so in this way, endlessly, our lives are but a following of the mind of sankalpa, vikalpa, sankalpa, vikalpa, sankalpa, vikalpa. So even in the Karmakanda rituals I mentioned, there's this notion of sankalpa. And that is some wish. I wish to have wealth, or I wish to have good health, or I wish. And then there's a particular karma kind of ritual, and you wish your wish, that's your sankalpa. I want something. So this is spiritual. It's taking that which is a perversion of the spiritual thing and spiritualizing, or making it whole. So in relation to the chanting of the holy name, we all wrote some sankalpa. So now what we're going to do is revisit that, what you wrote, and have you refresh, and you can use the same one, you can use a different one, you can use an edited one, but write one down. So we're going to take some time with your notebooks and pen and write down a sankalpa that you will then tear out of your notebook. You can make a copy that stays in your notebook, but one copy is going to be a prayer that you place at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and offer as a private prayer to Srila Prabhupada. We wrote prayers to the mind and prayers to the holy name. This is, what's that? Do we have 3x5 cards? We have 3x5 cards? I did, but I didn't know you did it. Okay. So this will make it very neat and tidy, 3x5 tidy. If you have big handwriting, you have to write smaller or ask for an extra 3x5 card, one or the other. It's personal. It's, no one's going to grade you, no one's going to look at them. It's just, it's between you and Prabhupada, and you're submitting to Prabhupada, this is my sankalpa, my intention in the chanting of the holy name. This is the take-at-home exercise. What are you going to take home with you?